14, Section 4, Service Industries. As you read, look for types of service industries. Healthcare in Alabama. New research in medicine. The communications industry. Terms: wholesale, retail, therapy, mass communication. Service industries do not provide goods. Instead, they provide services to help people. Of course, it takes workers to supply the services. That is how service industries create jobs. These jobs include government and trade, both wholesale and retail. Wholesale is the sale of products to stores like a shoe store. Retail is the sale of products to customers like you. Since the mid-1900s, service industries have grown quickly. Today, more people work in service-related jobs than in manufacturing. The fastest-growing service industries are sales, restaurants, healthcare, and recreation. Other service jobs are in communications and computers. Healthcare. Providing medical care for Alabama's citizens is a major job. Alabama has one doctor for about every 500 people. There are hospitals and clinics for people with physical or mental problems. There are nursing homes for the elderly and special hospitals for veterans. Two teaching hospitals in Alabama train doctors. They are the UAB Hospital in Birmingham and the University of South Alabama Hospital in Mobile. A growing part of healthcare is therapy, treatment. There are different kinds of therapy for different needs. People with injuries or other health problems may need different treatments than the elderly. Medical research. Research in the field of medicine is a growing service industry in Alabama. One project was to find out more about the problem of virus-carrying mosquitoes. Mosquitoes can carry viruses that cause West Nile and Eastern equine encephalitis infections. These infections can kill animals and people. Scientists from the Tennessee Valley Authority and Auburn University collected samples of mosquitoes and dead birds. The samples were sent to UAB to find out if a virus killed the birds. Researchers also wanted to know if the mosquitoes were virus carriers. The scientists found infected birds in most Alabama counties. At UAB, many researchers work to find a way to prevent infection from these viruses. Communication. Communicating to large numbers of people is called mass communication. Several methods are used for this purpose, including television, radio, the internet, and newspapers. Newspapers are the oldest form of mass communication. Many newspapers are published in the state. Some of these are for special groups of people, such as those of a certain faith. There are also newspapers for universities, businesses, and the armed forces. The internet has changed the news business, however. Some major newspapers no longer print daily editions. Alabama's oldest commercial radio station is WAPI of Birmingham. It began broadcasting in Auburn in 1922. The state's first television station was established in Birmingham in 1949. Alabama Public Television is over 50 years old and still active and successful today. Alabama has about 130 radio stations and about 28 television stations. Broadcast methods have changed in the past few years. For most of radio's long history, the signals were sent over the air by radio waves. Now the signals can also be sent by satellite or over the internet. Television signals are now digital and can be received by cable, satellite, or antenna. New technologies have changed TV viewing too. These advances include high-definition signals, 3D, three-dimensional, and flat screens. Today's TVs have much sharper images than older sets. There are many stations to choose from for news, sports, and entertainment programs. Television also helps alert people to emergency conditions. It seems that everyone has a cell or mobile phone. These phones may be hands-free and have features such as virtual keyboards, organizers, games, alarm clocks, and music. Cell phones can send emails, take messages, and take pictures and videos. Smartphones are cell phones that have more computer functions. There are special apps, application software, for smartphones for many purposes. There is an app that lets you scan an item's price and see the price at other stores. Another can tell you the name of a song by hearing just a few words of it. Fax machines send images of a printed page or picture by telephone lines. Fax stands for facsimile, which means an exact copy. Technology keeps changing, though, and scanners have replaced fax machines in many cases. Now you can just scan a paper or picture into the computer. You can then send the image by email. The computer and the internet are rapidly replacing other forms of communication. Now, instead of mailing a letter, we can send an email. We go online to research topics, shop, and chat with others. We even look up phone numbers, read the newspaper, and find maps online. The state of Alabama has a supercomputer. It can provide up-to-date information to businesses and schools all over the state. Businesses use computers to communicate inside their companies. Using the internet, they can also communicate with customers and suppliers. Technology can be defined as the way we use science to solve problems. Alabama and California are the nation's leaders in technology research and development, R&D. Huntsville is among the top 10 cities in the country for this type of work. An example of technology is the computer and its many tiny parts. Laptop and notebook computers are very small. It is easy to carry one from home to class or office. But now there are even smaller tablet computers. Wi-Fi is wireless access to the internet. This technology frees computer users from power cords and phone lines. It lets people sit in coffee shops or airports and use their computers to send emails and surf the web. Computers might watch a sick person's heartbeat or make a robot work. Kids and adults like to play computer games. Some games even play sports with you. Tourism. Another service industry is tourism. When people travel, they buy gas and food. They pay for camping sites or hotel rooms. They pay fees to play golf and to enter amusement parks and museums. Taking care of tourists creates many jobs in Alabama. Visitors pour millions of dollars into the state's economy each year. Tourism is a big business for the state. However, being a tourist is not just for people who live outside Alabama. It is also for the state's citizens who want to enjoy their home. Think it through. 1. Name three kinds of service workers. 2. Describe one new technology for communication. 3. What advantages do cell phones have over other forms of communication? 4. How do computers serve you?